on our morning show today, we shift gears a little bit and we bring in one of our old friends here. He's 30 years old now. He's
don't tell him that.
Jayco, nice to see you, my friend.
It's good to see you, Phil.
Oh,
thanks
so much.
It sounds
so like you've been busy, hasn't it?
A little bit, yeah. Thanks so much for inviting me back to the station. It's a pleasure to be back.
Well, it's always great to have you. So one of our favorite recording sons. Have you been busy lately?
Yes, sir. I've always busy in the studio, and mm-hmm. I tell my friends and family that I'm just cutting grass, cutting loose, and cutting hair, pretty much. And literally those things.
Yeah.
But not cutting cheese.
No.
Not anymore.
Last time you brought us some cheese, I believe, didn't you?
Did you eat it?
Well, I think so.
Yeah.
I don't think it's still in the refrigerator.
Well, one would know if they ate it. I'm just kidding. If you didn't eat it, I wouldn't hold you against it. There, anybody who's listening, I used to work at my uncle's cheese plant on Loretto Ridge. And usually we would be cutting like these like 10-year-old cheeses or 12-year-old cheeses, and we'd have little bits that would fall off, and I'd package them up. And one of those packages I gave to Phil and some of the crew at WRCO. So that's how it works.
good stuff. So what's your favorite, old cheese, cheddar, young cheddar, or curd? Or
well, I'll devour a Munster any day.
Good call.
So it's kind of, a younger cheese. But, I mean, yeah, feel refined, you know, a 10-year cheddar is always good. But I don't want to sound too Wisconsin here today.
Sounds really good. Yeah. So, you know, we talked to you when you were on the national show. Its title escapes me.
America's Song Contest.
And you represented Wisconsin, and I know you talked to us during that time, and you were still kind of under contract. You couldn't really talk a lot about it, but you probably can now, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I can. Yeah.
What was it like to have like 10 cameras on you at all times?
As I always used to say, it was a good learning experience. You know, just making sure you know where to look. But like I said, I'm much more vocal now about my whole experience. You know, they made me sign like an NDA, which is a non-disclosure agreement form. And usually it's just like the nitty-gritty of the situation, you know, like don't talk about how much you got paid and so forth. But usually I like to tell people about the magical process, about how it really came about. Usually I would just tell people like, yep, you know, they called me and that's what happened. But it was a lot more magical than that.
But our complaint was the fact that you were competing against like Michael Bolton and people like that were already established. I mean, I'm not sure whose idea that was.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, there were a lot of interesting musicians on that show. But I can't really go into depth about, you know, how they went about that. Mm-hmm. It was a lot different from the template of this thing called Eurovision. So I would say American Song Contest, the NBC show, was quite a derivative of that. It wasn't really, you know, the exact same thing, but...
And Snoop Dogg's an even bigger star now. He's been covering the Olympics. He's kind of like he's the big deal. And there you were. You were right beside him, weren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, once you're sponsored by NBC, I guess you got to show up where you know, and they tell you to go.
Well, yeah. You've got some new music out, and you've chosen to kind of do like a little bit of a revisioned version of a Johnny Cash song. What can you tell us about it, Jayco?
Folsom Prison Blues has always been a first for me, and starting my journey... Going all the way back, folks, to like I think it would be 2010 or 2011 when I was in high school. My music teacher signed my punk band up for like this battle of the bands thing that Wisconsin was holding called Launchpad, and I was like, well, I really like a lot of like classic rock. That I think of it classic rock, but anyways, Johnny Cash. The Sun Records stuff. So I was like, how can I make this version mine? and ended up doing it for the launch pad thing. And I remember the judges, one of the judges was saying, yeah, it's just, it's the intro is, it's kind of boring. And I'm like, man, this is, you know, a spin on a classic song, you know? And then, so that was my first time really performing in front of a lot of people during that Battle of Bands. And then another first time was I was busking at a local place that you might know called Rumble Seats in Spring Green. And I was a busking musician, and I walked into the restaurant just blasting Folsom Prison Blues. Well, I hear the train coming. And everybody in the restaurant that I was eating was covering their ears. And I was just like, nah, maybe I'm not good. And then... to take it even further, first time, my first YouTube video that I posted was Folsom Prison Blues, and it was just a ridiculous video, and I was wearing this straw boater hat, and I made a sign made out of a old soda carton thing with my name on it, and it was just not my proudest moment. But anyways, Folsom Prison Blues was always like my first song that I had in my back pocket that I would do. So, you know, eventually I took down that YouTube video and I tweaked the song through the years, and eventually I was just like, I want to start putting out more YouTube videos to my international audience, and I was like, Folsom Prison Blues is good. It so works. I'm gonna put that out.
Let's give
put
it a
my
spin.
Little spin.
Yeah, the spin of it. All right, Jayco on WRCO's morning show.
I don't know when I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. Time keeps dragging on. That train keeps rolling. I'm down to San Antonio. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy. Don't you ever play them guns, but I shot a man. Just to watch him die, watch him die. That train was so blow. I hang my head and cry. Smoking big cigars. Well, I knew I had it coming. I knew I can't be free. Them people keep on moving. That's what tortures me.
There you go. Folsom Prison Blues. That's
What'd you think about it?
I like it. Yeah.
I need validation. No, I'm just kidding.
You're playing all the instruments down there?
Well, I know I did tell you I did, but, you know, the drums, it's, I work with a program, so it's a music program, so it increases the workflow. So I'm able to get, like, recorded snare drum sounds and everything, so I put that together. Uh-huh. But, yes.
Sure.
Technically, yes.
Technically, yes.
I have to, yep.
And you've been singing that since your days at Weston Schools back in the day.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
You started at 12, you told me, kind of getting into the music business?
Professionally, yes.
Yeah. Isn't that, wow, crazy.
Yep. And I was always doing it just as a hobby, you know, when a lot younger than that. But, yeah, Yeah, Weston was pretty much, yeah. When I was like, yeah, I just want to do my thing.
Have you played at your own class reunion yet or not?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
No.
Maybe that's coming up.
No, it's. I think we've had a couple, and I've always been out of state around that time. You know, last one I was in Florida, and the other time I was, you know, busy with that LA stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Big time.
Big time stuff. Yeah.
The other question is, where can a guy get a pair of pants like that that you got?
Oh, my fancy pants?
Yeah, those fancy pants you got. What color is that anyway?
This is like Daphne blue.
Okay.
Like a light blue, sky blue type of thing. Yeah. I got them just on Etsy.
Really?
A place online. Yep.
Okay. They may not have my size.
But. They might. Give it a check. You know, I got my snowshoes on too today. Do you remember those?
The white. The white shoes.
I was looking for some of those. I had a wedding last week that I went to. I was looking for white shoes. So where's the guy get those?
You were going to try to snag mine. Yeah. What you're saying.
They may not.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
Oh, that's awesome. But you know, you always get that like Elvis look because Elvis wore pants that color.
Well,
back in the day.
I don't know, but yeah. Yeah, I just like high waist pants because I feel like a lot of pants, you know, I'm kind of like slightly above average in I was going to say in length, but
height.
Yes. So high waist pants I think they're just cooler.
Looking good.
Yeah.
It shows your influences, though. You were influenced by a lot of those guys from the 50s.
I was influenced by a lot of blues, gospel, and I was talking about a lot of, like, country western, yep, cowboy bebop type of stuff.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Which has made a little bit of a comeback these days, hasn't it?
Yeah. You're correct. Yeah, it's taking the pop scene by storm. Yeah,
it really has. It's been a real resurgence there. Are there any artists out there right now that you really admire their work of, or anybody you can think of?
No.
No?
I'm just kidding.
A Jaco duet, because duets are kind of the thing right now for artists, it seems like.
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. I don't have anything. I'm into, like, a lot of the obscure artists, so, mm-hmm. like, I'm sure if I talked about them right now, it would kind of...
Right over my head.
Not sound, you know, kind of boastful, but it would probably fly over a lot of people's head. And you know, there's one artist, if you really want to know, it's JD McPherson. He's kind of like an R&B rock and roll type of dude. Mm-hmm. And he comes from Tulsa, Oklahoma. But anyways, yeah, he was always my idol. He's actually the reason why, like, I'm doing the things that I'm doing today. And yeah.
Yeah, in the state of Wisconsin, Jaco, there are a lot. I mean, it's a real busy scene. There are a lot of great artists from Wisconsin, aren't there?
Wisconsin is a happening place. You know, when I was representing the state of Wisconsin, I had to touch on a lot of the historical public figures that came out of Wisconsin, and one of them that I really admire and a lot of people know about is Les Paul. Mm-hmm. And to kind of transition it and bring it back to that last song that you played, Folsom Prison Blues, I was always, I took a lot of time trying to find the right key to sing it in, and I was exploring all the different music keys, and I read something about Les Paul in a book, and he was actually in Milwaukee visiting this one vet, and this vet, half of his body was paralyzed, and he wanted to play guitar, and he was talking to Les Paul, famous guitar builder, you know, Gibson guitars, and he was like, you know, you can still play guitar, like, you know, you only need like one hand, pretty much. You can still tap a guitar. You don't need to strum, contrary to popular belief. And anyways, in this book I was reading, I flipped to the page and it was like, I played a song in the key of F sharp. This is what Les Paul said. And I was like, well, maybe I should play Folsom Prison Blues in the key of F sharp. You know, it was kind of like the answer right there. But anyways, that's to bring it back to the song. But there's a lot of musicians that have came out of Wisconsin, and a lot of musicians, magicians, and
yeah, Houdini.
yeah. But anyways, yeah.
Very famous stuff. Well, good stuff. And you have a world premiere for a music video and whatnot, so we have a lot to talk about and touch on. We're going to take a break and stay with us. We'll have more from Jayco coming up here.
Thank you kindly.
Yeah, some new music coming up here on our WRCO Thursday morning get-together. Welcome back to our studios here on WRCO. As promised, Jayco has stuck around with us here.
Pilney, how are you doing?
Good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you, as looking always. Thank you. You too.
Oh, man. So
you're looking a lot better.
Better?
Yeah, better. Last time I saw you,
I was ailing a little bit, man.
Yeah. You look like you're full swinging now.
Couple years ago, yeah. Better not swing too hard, though. I might go down. But otherwise, we're doing all right.
No. You're all good. It's good to be back, as always.
I can't rock and roll like you do. I just don't have that energy anymore. So.
You can. Just get a nice rocking chair, flop on the ground like you're talking about.
There you go.
I'm just kidding.
They used to call that dance the worm. I don't know if that's still in fashion, where you get on the floor and you just wriggle about,
That sounds like a good vertebrae breakage.
That used to be cool back in the day.
I don't want
to
be held liable.
Right. Yeah. But the thing that you do, you lose all the change out of your pocket. I'd be like, hey, man, I had a what? And, somebody stole it on the dance floor. So you have your own studio. And
I do.
You're working pretty much full time there trying to perfect your sound, aren't you?
Yep. Full time it's a good reason to have a in-house studio because some days I don't even get out of my bathrobe. I'm just like, I know it sounds weird, but like if you're in the comfort of your own home, sometimes like I work from the morning all the way till other night. I went to bed at 7 a.m.
Worked all night.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Actually, one of these songs you're about to cue up. Birds of a Feather is fresh off the press, as they would say, and I just got that all polished up last night. I recorded it at a cemetery, a local cemetery around here, and recorded it on Sunday, to be exact. So, but I finished it last night, making it radio ready and everything, and bleeping out the cuss words. And there's only one cuss word in it, right?
So, at a cemetery?
Yeah. Actually, one that I used to mow at.
Oh.
Yeah, I was a groundskeeper. It's familiar with Our Lady of the Field Shrine. It's kind of by Loretto Ridge and everything. But anyways, it's kind of by the Plain, Wisconsin area.
Okay.
Yeah, but I recorded it there and felt pretty good.
What can you tell us about it? It's a little bit of a medley, isn't it?
Yeah, the song is. I didn't want it to be like a traditional medley, but I wanted it to be kind of like to show like my artistic prowess. And so I just did little things to make the song much more meaningful. Instead of just like doing a Billie Eilish pop song, I wanted it to, to be this longing feeling for somebody that you know. And so I ended up incorporating this Drifter song that I love called There Goes My Baby, and also doing some kind of like guitar licks that sound like The Police, Every Step You Take. And so I kind of like an artistic medley. Extrapolation, and I believe that is what they would call it. I'm not for certain, but yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Making its world premiere.
Yeah.
Right here on WRCO.
Right now.
I want you to stay until I'm in the play. If you go, I go too. It was always you. If I'm too blue, please don't save me. Nothing left to lose without my baby. Birds of a feather, we should stick together. I know, said I never think once I'm better alone. Can change the weather, might not be forever. If it's forever, it's even better. There goes my baby. To the day that I die. Till I lose my
Go on WRCO Radio, and that is Birds of a Feather. So the video is coming out today?
Yep, 8-8. So August 8th today.
All
yep.
right.
On YouTube.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and it's pretty much like I'm kicking off this whole YouTube series because I really want to connect with my international audience. That's why I haven't been touring. It's just because, like, financially, it can be a burden. So by doing these YouTube videos within Wisconsin or around like where I live, I can kind of reach everybody, you know, like I can reach some of my family in the Philippines. I can hit people in Ireland, people that, you know, you name it. Like
you
that's the beautiful
all over,
thing.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I gotta pinch myself every time. I'm so thankful to be doing what I do and then, you know, talking with you guys today, you know. It music, airwaves, and digital platforms, it's a very magical thing. You know, we can connect with a lot of people, and it's just... Anyways, the YouTube series is just a really fun way to where I can do that, and I'm kind of I'm promoting my Patreon page as well, so I can be turning out a lot more of these videos for you all, and... Because I've had a lot of people after that NBC show, they were like, why isn't he, like, performing? Well, you know, I'm really focusing in on producing music now and working in the studio. Because for many years, as you know, I was just touring and performing. And I was just, I didn't progress as a producer or anything, you know. I had these sounds in my head, like, from my first couple of albums that I took down. It's just, it wasn't like what I envisioned. And it was just because I was a performing musician. But now I can really say that I'm producing music that I hear. So just really focusing in on that, you know, and showing everybody, you know, where this current Jayco thing is.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting you say that because after I heard the recently played song, I'm thinking maybe more of a mature sound. You know, like
yeah.
maybe
Thank
you've
you.
Kind of, yeah, really. I mean,
Thank you.
Every time I hear a new release from you, it seems like you've made that progression and that's what you're shooting for, right?
Yeah. You know, Bo, he messaged me. Thank you for inviting me. I'm sitting here with Bo and my fiance. And
Bo's not your fiance.
No. My fiance, Gigi. She's running the camera. And Michael as well.
Michael Hernan's here.
Yep. And so, we got a good crew in here today. But anyways, Bo, he messaged me and he was like, yeah, I didn't know your voice can get that low. And actually, I have a pretty low voice. It's just for the longest time. Like I said, when I was performing, when I was a lot younger, I was singing in really bad technique. And I think I'm really, metaphorically and literally, I'm finding my voice a lot more now, too. So,
you mentioned your fiance, and I know she doesn't want to be on the air. But how much of an influence is it when you have somebody that, you know, in your life like that, you influenced by her to write songs from time to time?
Yeah, like a muse type
of
thing.
Right.
Well, I can tell you for a fact that it's nice to always have somebody there because as a musician, it is not what people romanticize about. It's not like, oh, you know, the musician, you know, is performing, you know, and they're famous, they're on television, they must get all the ladies or the men or whatever. but it's not that case usually. And for the longest time, I was single, not by choice, but just because I was so busy. So it's really nice that I found somebody and she found me. And, you know, to be waking up next to somebody that you love every morning is always great. It sounds cheesy, but, you know, when you don't have to look for something in your life, it just makes things a lot easier.
Yeah.
And that is the muse that I really like, you know, because if I'm working all the time, I don't want to be working at love. You have to work at love, you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. But anyways, yeah.
It's a full-time job. But yeah. Yeah.
She does a lot. She's my only employee as well at Jayco Music LLC, and she runs the camera and pretty much consultation about if I should purchase this guitar or not or something. Or she slaps me, like, don't buy another guitar. You got to pay the mortgage.
Right. If she's like my significant other, sometimes they can be, they can give you constructive criticism. And that's well needed, right?
Yeah. Yeah. especially like when you're one person. Technically, I'm, you know, as a solo artist, I'm a one person crew, but you need a team. You always need a team no matter what you're doing. So it's always nice to have, you know, that person. Yep.
Well, let's go back a little bit. So we talked a little bit about influences and some of those rockabilly guys from the 50s and things like that. And a throwback.
I'm listening.
Yeah. So you know, maybe not Elvis, but you know, let's talk about some people that, you know, kind of were influential for you.
So many. I know it sounds like he doesn't know what he's talking about. He said so many, but the Sun Records stuff is phenomenal, and I'm talking about the R&B guys that they got in there, and like the records that I really like that came out of Sun Records is like the Howlin' Wolf stuff.
Oh sure.
There's this guitar player named Willie Johnson, mm-hmm. Willie Guitar Johnson, and that is like. That guitar player is like my favorite. Mm-hmm. And
some of that early, now this is pre Elvis too, but
yeah, that's
Jackie Breslin was Rocket 88 was like one of the first rock records.
I love that song too. I have a little like a can coaster on my desk in my studio it's like a little record of Rocket 88. It's just the coolest guitar tone, you know, like that distorted, one of the first times it was distorted guitar was recorded, mm-hmm. you know, and it was recorded there.
Sometimes by accident, raw. Too.
It was just by accident.
Right.
And that's the magical thing about most of this stuff. It's good that you talk about this because I wanted to ask you, I was doing some archival stuff and I was looking back to the Sun Record things. And of course, Elvis gets thrown around a lot for good reasons. But the people that he associated with really helped him to propel him into the spotlight. One guy was Daddy-O Phillips. And I swear, you're like the reincarnation of him. If you believe in that or not, folks, I don't know. But like,
he's a DJ.
He's a DJ.
Oh.
He's a radio DJ.
Okay. At first, I'm thinking musician. But yeah, he was Bill, I think, was his first name. But Daddy-O, he went by in the air. But he was the first guy to play an Elvis record.
Yeah.
In Memphis.
Yeah. Did you study him?
No. I know the name though, and I've heard the famous clip where he plays, you know, the recording.
Breaks the records if they're bad, and it keeps them if they're good.
Yeah, and as the story goes, he knew that Phillips was going to play the record, and he was so nervous and intimidated, he went to the movie theater and went to the movies because he didn't want to hear himself. And then somebody actually went to the movie theater and got him.
Got it.
You
got
to get down to the studio, and this guy's been playing your record all night. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
That's kind of like the birds of a feather. It's fresh off of the press just last night too. And we're here on air, but I just think you really do sound like him. And I don't mean to be putting an emphasis on it, but like I don't know if you learned it in broadcast. You went to broadcast
school,
I did. Right?
Yes.
Yeah, I was
many
just
years
like,
ago.
Yeah, man, to cut it a little short. I just thought you studied him because there's a lot of like your diction and how you attack the microphone and hello, this is Phil Neal on the morning show or something. That sounds like him.
Well,
I
thanks
kid
for the
you not.
Compliment. Yeah.
He's that Daddy-O Phillips, he was quite, you know, that
I'll have to go back and listen.
He was a personality. You're a personality, man.
Yeah.
And I'm very interested about you've been doing this, you've been doing a really good job at what you've been doing, and I'm sure a lot of folks are really interested in your journey as well, too.
Yeah, well, thank you very much.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, you've been working on some songs for us to play here on the radio, and what are we going to play next here, Jayco?
I think it's Electric Soul. I think is that the
yep.
last one?
That's what we have.
Yep. Yeah, let's do that one. That one is from my record that I dropped on, last year, March 3rd, 2023.
Okay.
So it's a song that I actually used to play at Border Riders Motorcycle Club in Laval, Wisconsin. It was a song that it was an improvisation. My punk band at the time was hired for this biker event, this Halloween event. And we needed to do, I believe it was a 3-hour performance, and I just decided to do like this kind of this blues song, and eventually I just, you know, I took that and I was like, I'm gonna record that song, so it came out to be Electric Soul. Long story short.
Yeah, well, good to spin on WRCO. Here is Jayco.
Don't mind, dear, if you don't mind, spend our days here. We're getting high. We're gonna dance up all night. We're gonna sweat under the moonlight. We're gonna groove to the rock and roll. We're gonna move our electric soul.
Play an Electric Soul here on WRCO, our musical in-studio guest. Always appreciate you coming in, my friend.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
So what's next? Back to the studio?
Back to the studio. After this, I'm going to be uploading the YouTube video to Birds of a Feather. Make sure you catch it, folks. Head over to jaycomusic.com. That is www.jaycomusic.com. Or you can, I'm sure WRCO will probably post something, a link. So you folks, if you missed out on this or you're listening in on the future, you could probably find the information.
Just talk to your cousin, Adam Hess, and you know,
he's a good guy.
He can hook you up.
Yeah. You know, something spooky, you know, with the new YouTube video to Birds of a Feather. It's in a cemetery, but you know, if you watch it, you know, make sure to check. You know, to see what I'm talking about, if you spot anything unusual. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I hope everybody's having a good day. And I know it was tradition that I'd always come into the studio and always bring my guitar, or, you know, bring in members of my band and do a live thing. But this is a good representation of doing the songs, you know. I think so, yeah.
Next time bring the guitar, you know, we can
and some cheese.
Some cheese.
Okay.
I'm still looking to duet with you, so
yeah.
Bring it in.
What is Christmas time? What do you want?
Yeah, maybe we can do another Knee Deep Christmas Carol with you.
Yeah. I need to work on a Christmas album now that you mention it.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Have a good one, Jayco.
Yeah, thank you so much, Phil Knee, and thank you so much to the crew at WRCO Civic Media. And everybody that's tuning in to WRCO, thank you so much and have a great day.